Cuomo, joined by union and business leaders and representatives from county governments, offered more details of a plan to build 3 new gambling casinos. The governor says he wants to limit the locations to upstate regions for now to prop up the failing economy. Cuomo says upstate needs jobs like it needs oxygen.
I don't believe it is an option to say we're going to develop in New York City and those upstate franchises will be worth as much money. I don't believe that is true. I believe that a New York City franchise would eat at the buffet table of the upstate casinos, so to speak.
It may end up, though, that New York City voters will be the ones to decide whether the entire casino plan will go forward. In order to change the state's constitution, the amendment needs the approval of 2 consecutively elected state legislatures, and it then must go before the voters. If the proposal wins second passage in the legislature, it could be on November's ballot. This fall, though, the biggest races, which will attract the majority of voters, are for New York City mayor and for county executive seats on Long Island. Cuomo had initially said he might wait until 2014 to put the measure on the ballot when statewide races will generate bigger turnout upstate. Now the governor says he believes he could sell downstate voters on the idea once he explains revenues generated from the casinos would mean more money for schools.
The state is going to get significant revenue for education aid and for property tax relief. And a big piece of the state's education aid goes to New York City. So if you're interested in more funding for education in New York City, this is a proposal that you would be interested in.
And Cuomo says he wants to set up a temporary commission to site the casinos and choose the vendors. He says he could appoint all the members himself without any input from the legislature.
The legislature will not be involved in the selection, and we do not want a politically determined outcome.
Legislative leaders have not yet signed on to all of the details of the governor's plan. Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos has said he'd like to site one of the casinos downstate. Both the Senate and Assembly want more power over choosing the exact sites for the casinos and selecting the vendors to run the gambling centers. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver said recently that, at the very least, voters will need to know where exactly the casinos will be located before they're asked to vote on a proposal.
We don't believe you can pass an amendment and just say to the public, trust us.
Cuomo has divided upstate into 6 regions: Western New York, the Southern Tier, Central New York, the North Country, Capital Region, and Hudson Valley. He says 3 will ultimately be chosen. There's one complication, though. Indian tribes operate casinos in 3 of the regions. But the Senecas, Oneidas, and Mohawks have ongoing disputes with the state. Some are withholding revenue from the casino profits that was earmarked for surrounding local governments. Cuomo says if the tribes won't settle their differences with the state by the end of the legislative session, he may propose siting competing casinos next to the tribal ones. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.